watching this fella. He's got an awful good background, I thought. And
I haven't said that.
Matter of fact, he's one of the old TVA boys I saw in the FBI.
Well,
and all your strong men, your Lawrence Flies and all of them, and all your Yale people, and your War Production Board, and he just got the finest record you ever saw, RFC.
He had a wonderful record until they showed him the promised land. And
well, now what's he done wrong, though? He hasn't done anything bad, has he?
I don't know of anything that can be pinned on him, and I have no intention of trying to pin anything on him.
Oh,
he
well, God bless you.
For big money, and don't forget it.
Well,
just keep your eyes open.
Well, I'll tell you this. He's not going to be for tight money, and he's not going to be for high interest rates, and he's going to get in there and try to help me a little bit with the Federal Reserve. And that's the primary reason he's picked. And your friend David Rockefeller wouldn't do that. And your friend Kennedy wouldn't do that out in Chicago. And the only man I found to do it was Don Cook. And I couldn't get Don Cook. And I had Walter Heller calling people, talking to them. And you know, it's awfully hard to get one of these damn bankers or one of the men for Treasury to take a liberal money view like we have. It's just awfully hard to do it. I've got to have a man that can take my economic counsel and try to work with my head of the Federal Reserve.
I agree.
And he will do that. And I think Dillon moderated. I don't think he was as strong as a fella most bankers would have been in his place. I think Kennedy kept him pretty liberal to him. Maybe you helped. anyway, you help me best you can because we're both working for the same ends. And,
well, I appreciate you calling me, Mr.
Thank
President.
You. Anyway.
I hate to be sour about this.
Oh, you don't be sour. Just don't be sour. Go ahead now, and I'll see you. Bye.
Yes, please.